Hello, everybody. You can hear me. Hi. It's good to see you all on here. Oh my God, I need to clean my glasses. I can barely see. It's foggy. It's humid over here. See who's on here, Donna. Good to see you. Sherry Lou, good morning, afternoon. You're in the East Coast.
Hey, John. Hi.
Suzanne, hi. Suzanne, hi. Welcome. Judy on here. Alyssa, good to see you. Yadina, hello. Hey, Jen.
Hello.
Yeah, give it a few more minutes to let a couple of either, oh my God, other people join us, and we'll get started today. How have you all been? You can unmute yourself. How have you all been? Tell me what's been coming up.
I'm having a hard time, John. I'll let you know. Hard time, actually.
Hard time in
With,
reference to what?
well, my granddaughter and daughter having power struggles, and it's turned physical. And she might have, well, they're going to maybe take her to the psychiatrist again tomorrow to change medicines. And she might have to go into a hospital for observation. And it might even, I don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, I'm overwhelmed with concern.
Okay, so can we do something real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. So take a deep breath in. Like take a deep breath in and hold it at the top. Beautiful. And exhale all the way down. All the way down. Empty your lungs and hold it at the bottom for as long as you can. If y'all want to follow this is a great attunement. And brings us back into our parasympathetic responses. Beautiful. Take another deep breath in. Circulate it wherever you can. Back all the way down. When you get to the bottom, hold as long as you can again. And hold it longer than you think you can hold it. And do one more circular motion into that. When you think you can't hold it anymore, hold it another 5 seconds. All the way to the bottom, all the way down to your root chakra. Hold it there. Hold it there and be with what's there. Be with what's present. Be with the wisdom that's coming up in that breath. Not by breathing out the worries or the energy, but by being with them. You're standing toe to toe with it here, Sherry Lou. And it's beautiful because when you can look it in the eyes, it brings you back to you. And it brings your mind into a capacity of being able to do something instead of waiting for something else. But you have to bring yourself back. And so the breathing out and all those things, it's wonderful. But right now, I'm really guided to suggest that we be with what's coming up. It's more important than ever in our energy and our mind. And we go into scenarios and we go into panic and we get into the responses of what are we supposed to do? I don't know what. If you don't know what to do, the best thing that you can do is become a calming presence for yourself. And then you do be that for others. The clarity starts coming in. And notice, this is for everybody on the call. This is so important. Notice when we're out of that present moment of that deep breath holding. When you're in that holding pattern, you can't be anywhere else. You're so present. And it's bringing you back to you. And start noticing when you're just even a little degree off. Kind of your mind going into future projections or past fears. Take that deep breath, hold it all the way at the bottom, and bring yourself back. Bring yourself back. You're starting to calibrate and notice when you're off your center, when you do this, and you're going to become more and more aware as you practice this. This is a huge practice right now, y'all. This is so important. Because as you become more empathic, the the normal response that we've been used to is like flying out in different directions. No, breathe it in, bring it to presence and be with it. Notice how your energies calm down. And you may start feeling maybe a little feelings of ecstasy after a while. I'm telling you, if you practice this on a daily basis, those feelings of peacefulness, of that, of your field, your body just buzzing in relaxation, is going to become a normal thing. And when you're not in that, again, you're going to start noticing that you're not, and you're going to bring yourself back because it feels so good and the other doesn't feel so good.
Okay.
Practice this. Sherry Lou, that's one thing to calm the body. One thing to bring yourself back. The next thing is how wonderful that they're getting the help that they need. How wonderful that they're going somewhere that is equipped to maybe modulate the medicine, to look at it from a different perspective, and to go deeper into the experience that they're going through so that they can find healing in the way that's appropriate for them. And so feel the support around you rather than everything is going to hell in a handbag. It's like, all right, they're getting good support. The abuse, the physical abuse, we can't continue that. So thank goodness that these other situations are showing up, this other means of support. Someone else that can hold us, because I don't know how to hold us. This isn't my expertise. I can love them as much as I can, but my love is not going to settle and bring the solution in. But your energetic awareness, your vibrational tone can provide support, can provide a beacon for the light, can also help to bring in solutions if it's appropriate. But you have to let go that you're the one that has to find the solutions. Go as far as you can, but don't get so far away out of yourself that you lose yourself in this way that takes you in the spinning loop that just has you suffering and brings them into confusion as well. So our critical thinking when we're in this breathing space actually augments. We're able to bring down our clarity from our clairvoyance. We're able to bring down that cosmic energy, more information from source from that clear space. And then we bring in critical thinking, which is the embodied way of moving in relation to all the energies that we're surrounded with. You become a powerful creator. Powerful creator. But gift this to yourself first. You have to. If you try to give when you're off center, it's going to wobble in the field. And we're coming back into a practice of getting back to ourselves. Notice.
I try to breathe before I go down there, John. I do. I try to sit there and breathe the box breathing thing, you know, just really get into it. And I pray on the way down there to when I'm walking. And I try to be very calm and centered when I walk in and there's a very bad scene going on.
Yeah, but I don't need you to be calm and centered. I need you to feel what you're feeling. And when you're open to the feelings that you're feeling, instead of trying to push it away, by breathing it.
Feel the anxiety, you're saying?
Breathe deeply in and be with the anxiety at the bottom. Just as you're holding your breath, it's like, there's anxiety, right? I feel you. Okay.
Be with the anxiety. Okay.
What do you have to show me right now? And you'll notice as you have relationship with it, as you get into a parasympathetic breathing, that the anxiety isn't running the show. So your fight or flight response doesn't kick in the way that it used to. You're entraining it in a different way, but you're so used to that sympathetic response that you have to give it a new vehicle. You have to give your body a different way of being with what's coming up. If you want to eliminate all that crazy energy that's running around you, you don't have to.
No, I want to. You know that. And I was doing so good until it got so horrific.
Yeah. And
it just really has, it has upset my own stomach, you know. It's just, yeah. So I've been just trying to breathe because my stomach is very upset. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't just do the box breathing. Get into this practice. I think it's going to help your body tremendously and your mind. And not that everything's going to be fix itself overnight, but you're learning how to bring yourself back to center. It may help with your stomach. It may help with your anxiety.
Okay.
And then it's, and then at night or in the mornings, you know, perhaps a prayer for you, let it involve letting go and letting God. I let go and I let God. I let go and I let God. I let go and I let God.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to speak out so quickly and then start crying, but thank you so much.
Yeah. And cry.
Okay.
Let it come up. Ah, Alyssa, I love you, Sherry Lou. So sweet.
I appreciate it. I'm going to turn off my video and listen. I think I love you guys.
All right. Really. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy, what'd you write, Judy? I had a feeling we were going to go straight into Q&A today. I wasn't sure. Sherry Lou, thank you for sharing. I love you and I will be a better support. Michelle's sending hearts. Heather Day, it's so good to see you all the way from the UK. So wonderful. Oh my God. Dale, welcome. It's good to see you on here. And Vicky, hi. Oh my God, Vicky's on the line with us. I love this. And Hanifa and Judy. Where are we going today? Did y'all listen to the call last week? And did you guys get into the practice? Did you do it more than once? I'm kind of guided to do it again with you. How's that feel? And then we'll open up to Q&A. But I really want to bring this in as the emotional tone of what we're sensing. And Sherry Lou, for you, it's, I'll call it reverse engineering for right now. And it's really how we're bringing in our future and how we're resonating with it. And a lot of it has to do with the breath as well and the awareness. But for anyone that's having, that may be having a difficult time or their emotions are kind of stimulated right now, as we get into the experience again, try to feel peacefulness. Try to get to a set point where it's not from a reaction and you get into the future manifestation of where everything is all right. It's like, okay, I feel safe. I feel held. I feel like from this place, I can actually move instead of feeling like I'm frozen, not knowing what to do next. And so that's really important because again, a lot of times where the deer in the headlights is like, I don't know what to do. I'm just paused. And so come from that space. And apart from Sherry, from what Sherry Lou brought in also, as we get into this practice, I also want to suggest it's, again, the wave that we're going through, the second wave of COVID, the elections in the US, more things that are pinging the field, a lot of newsworthy information flowing through. And I'm going to suggest that for the next 3 months until the end of the year, unless you're extremely guided to do so, that you stay in your own lane, that you really stay in your center, that if you start to polarize, to bring yourself back, unless you're specifically called to take action on something in relation to an event, in relation to a sharing. And when you do, just be aware, are you doing it from your center or have you been pulled by an energy outside of yourself? Have you been kind of taken over on this side or on this side because someone has stimulated perhaps some type of emotional trigger for you? And the emotional triggers are great if they happen because they're guiding us into finding our center even more. So even when they happen, it's like, oh, wow, I'm triggered. I'm mad. I'm sad. I'm getting a sense of loneliness. Whatever it happens to be, it's like, anything that happens to come up and we're having an emotional response to it, don't try to get rid of the emotional response. Just don't try to push it away. It's got wisdom for you. And you're tuning into a way that you can actually be with that emotional response. And it doesn't take you away from yourself. So we're in a time of really calibrating into our sovereignty energetically, into how we choose to extend our energy out, how people reply to it, and how we react to how they reply. I'm trying to catch the thread, excuse me, y'all. Can someone remind me the last thing that I said? Or the gist of it?
You said you were talking about centering and not being pulled to the left or the right, but for the next 3 months to stay in your own sovereignty.
Right.
Right. And that also keep us, now I'm losing it. To recognize that is there to help us when we're feeling that imbalance that we're having a hard time with, that will, don't try to get away from it, actually just to get a chance to look at it, that it will take us somewhere.
Thank you, Judy. Mm-hmm. So again, the propensity of being in relationship with other people and the choices that we make, it's, no, I found the thread again. Thank you. I'm so happy because this is important. Right now, as we're calibrating to ourselves, it's also just so valuable in that center, because what I feel, and I've talked to several people about this and they're so on board with this, it's that there's so much potential right now. We are looking at different threads, timelines that are available to us. And that's perhaps why over the last few months or even the last year, we felt we have too many options. I don't know which direction to go. What do I create? What relationship am I in? What do I do with my business? Because all these things were bombarding us as things that we can go down. Really choices that we can make and how our lives would be affected accordingly. And it was a little scattered. It's like, well, if I choose that, what about all of this? And it's been hard. It's been hard because, again, it's, I think what I have felt that from the 3 months back, that we didn't necessarily want to make a choice from a place where we weren't more integrated, more grounded in self-awareness, more in the center point that I'm inviting you to. And so as you're learning, as we're all learning to calibrate into our own center, and again, these practices help so much, the choices that we make now are going to be so much more empowered because they're not embedded necessarily with loops of the past, but really it's like, who am I now and what am I choosing to bring forward? And so we're grounding in different timelines, and perhaps there's 4 or 5 as opposed to 20. And we could feel it energetically, even though it may not have been obvious, but there was something running in us. It's like, what is going on? Why am I being pulled in so many different directions? Or why things coming in and out so fast? And the things that were appearing so fast for some of y'all was because it was adjusting to where you were acclimating to, rather than letting you go down the road of creating something from the past. So whatever in the past hadn't been attuned to, integrated within yourself, was landing in a deeper way. So if you were clearing the cobwebs from your room, if you will, a lot of them have been cleared now. And so your new creations, you'll find that as you make choices, that those potentials are going to start really grounding in, and you'll start seeing them in the physical. The beautiful part about it is that if it doesn't resonate for you after a little while, you can always change it. But you may be surprised if things from your past are showing up in a new way. If new opportunities out of nowhere are presenting themselves that you weren't expecting. If you're having a different relationship with people in your life right now that feels like you have more clarity, you're speaking more from your center rather than from a scattered energy where you're commingling something that wasn't in the highest alignment for the time now. Perhaps it was then, but it wasn't adjusting to where you're landing now and what you're creating from here forward. Is this landing for y'all? I just want to make sure that it's okay. So the timelines are amazing. When you're making a choice, feel into your heart, bring in your critical thinking, that's also aligned with this cosmic psychic energy that you're getting, that you're downloading as you continue to embody, to awaken that crystalline light within you, to really be in the integrity of what it is that you've been walking towards. So it's amazing. It's amazing the timelines that are showing up. So just be aware. Don't be afraid you can't screw it up. Realize what your foundation is. And again, calibrate with that deep breathing center. And if you feel like you've gone off and something doesn't feel right, address it. And how do you address it? With vulnerability. Be vulnerable in speaking your truth. And speak your truth and be it. And if you do those two things, the empowerment that comes from that is astronomical. It's something that you haven't felt before, but it's a surrendered power. It's amazing what's coming up and how we get to relate. And you'll find that in your innocence and your vulnerability, that your relationships shift, that your heart's more open, that your mind is clearer. It's an amazing space that we're in. Amazing. So I actually transcribed the call from last week and I rewrote it. And it's a recording that I'm going to put out into the new community that's being formed as we launch the new website. And it'll be awesome. But for you guys, I did the recording yesterday and it was so appropriate that I want to go through it with y'all again. And so if y'all want to, I'm just going to get into it. And so that you don't see, I am going to use what I wrote up as a guide, even though I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'm going to turn my video off and I'm going to suggest that you guys just hang back, just relax. And I'm going to put a lot of energy in. We're going to go on a ride together, if you will. So allow your field to open or breathe in and just say out loud or to yourself that I'm going to go on this ride, that we're going to do this together. And I love that we do it on the call because with all of us, it amplifies what's available. And anyone else joining us in a different time zone that typically can't be here, I want to thank you. And thank you for showing up. And for your presence. And it's just amazing what's available here. So I'm going to turn off my video. You'll get comfortable. Anybody needs to go to the restroom or do anything like that? Because if you do, I can wait 2 minutes. Raise your hand if you do. Nobody? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to dive in. Again, I'm going to turn off my video. Be in a cozy space. Give yourself this time. This is going to be about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And we're going straight in. And I say we're going straight in. Let me find what I was looking for here. All right, now we're going straight in. So again, I want you guys to be in a place that feels peaceful and you can either sit down, be comfortable in your chair, but I want to invite you to be in a place that feels luxurious, that's really feeling supportive too, as we get into this space of relaxation. And feel that you're being taken care of. And just realize that you're going on a journey that's really alchemizing something within your awareness. It's embodying what's available to you, and you're creating a sanctuary for this. And then take a moment also and thank yourself for gifting yourself this time. It's like, this is your time. It's your sacred time. And what are you going to do with this? The first thing you're doing, the awareness of it, is really realize that as you take this time, that you're creating intimacy with yourself, that you're choosing to awaken and to be with something that you have access to at a deeper level. And we're also having intimacy with the future that's waiting to meet you. So that may be a little nebulous, but I'm going to guide you through that portal again. And some of y'all have already done this. So again, we're just going to go deeper into it and we're going to attune to it in our body even more. So we're going to begin by setting the stage for the vehicle that's going to navigate you from your past to the future and back to the present moment. And so as we officially begin now, be in a restful place. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. And let go of any weight that your arms or legs may be carrying. If your eyebrow is a little crinkled, relax it. And put a slight smile on your face, signaling to your brain that everything is okay at this moment. You're in a good space. Now I want to invite you guys to take a few easy breaths at your own pace. Beautiful, just really relaxed. And as you drop into the space of all of us here on the call, feel your body shifting. Feel your body relaxing even more. Or be aware of your breath and how your body is responding to the shift in the way that you're breathing. Bring awareness to your breath. Now I want you to take a deliberate breath in, all the way in. And again, exhale and empty your lungs all the way out. Maybe hold it at the bottom for 3 seconds or 5 seconds. See what feels good to you right now. And just bring awareness to your physical body, to how your body's feeling at this moment. It's amazing what your awareness and your presence and consciousness can do in a matter of just a few seconds. In just a few seconds, we're having a different experience with our body by tuning in and again, having intimacy with it. It took just a few seconds and we're here. And we forget just how extraordinary our capacity is to be in this type of awareness, this type of presence. So how wonderful that is to remember that we can come back here. Now keep breathing in and out at your relaxed pace. And as you're becoming more aware of your breath and feeling into the nuances within your body, I want to invite you to take a moment of gratitude. Just being really grateful for this breath, for this body, for this time. And gratitude that you're investing your time and energy in yourself. Like really give yourself a pat on the back. It's like I'm investing in myself and it feels so good. And let's also relax our mind and bring in gratitude because there's something that's being given to you right now that perhaps you're not aware of. But there's an awareness in this time where you're not being disturbed. During this time, everything and everybody that you have any responsibility for or that you think you have responsibility for, they're taken care of. You can let go and relax because at this moment, during this time that you're gifting yourself, they are taken care of. You can let them go for right now. This is you time. This is your sacred space and they're acknowledging that. And they want to gift it to you. So your family, your friends, clients, your boss, whoever it may be, your granddaughter, your children, imagine them smiling at you, just lovingly letting you know that their needs are taken care of and that they're in full support of you. They love you so much and they want to contribute to this time by giving you the space to fully and intimately connect with yourself. So breathe that in for a second. Take a few breaths and take their gift in. Receive it. Receive this gift. And as you're awakening your awareness to the emotional gift that we call gratitude, and having an awareness of how it feels in your body, and right now how it affects your thinking, I want you to take a moment now and go into that beautiful mind and recall something that has filled you with gratitude or love. Anything, either from right now to anything in the past, but conjure something that put you in such a beautiful state of gratitude. Visit that place and take time and be with it for a few moments. Allow the intimacy of your emotions, the memory, to gift you that visceral feeling once again. And maybe it's remembering the sweetness of your first love. If you're a parent, maybe holding your newborn child for the first time. Or maybe someone surprised you with support that you didn't expect. Maybe you're recalling being with someone you love so dearly who's transitioned, who's passed away. Bring all of this, any of this into your memory. Bring it in now. Allow it to well you up. So much gratitude for that moment. It could be someone or something that made you laugh out loud, or somewhere that you've traveled to that brought you so much fun and excitement, that sense of adventure. Find your moment and be with it. Be with that moment right now and let it come back to you. As it's coming into your awareness, as you're being with it, just sit with a few breaths and take it in. Recall it. Remember it. Feel it. Be with it. Beautiful. Now I want you to notice, as you call in these memories, these cherished memories, notice how alive it is in you. It's more than just a memory. It's a living thing that you've called forward. It is alive in you. The word memory doesn't do it justice. It is here, right now, being with you, loving you, having a relationship with you, in intimacy with you. So how powerful are you that you can create this right here, right now? And it gets even better. So these memories, really, they're energies that are having a relationship with you right now. And that's the power of that gratitude. That's how powerful your emotional capacity is. And it doesn't have to go away. You can bring back a memory and have such a visceral experience with it a few moments later, even decades later. It's alive, it's here now, and it's still having relationship with you. And you can keep going back to these memories or any other positive experience, and you can replenish your well when you feel depleted, when you feel confused, when you feel stuck. You can come back and allow this very alive energy to bring you into the present moment of your emotional capacity. You get to choose. You can go back to those memories and back to the awareness that there's so much beauty in this world. If you could feel that good once, that connected, that received that much love once, you have it available to you always. If you touched it once, it is yours forever. So I said this on the last call, but it's the meme that I read. And I loved it so much. And it's, again, the meme read, my favorite conspiracy theory is that everything is going to be okay. And it just made me smile because everybody's talking about these different conspiracy theories and all. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And for me, actually, everything is okay. In the center of my being, as I have relationship with source energy, I know that everything is okay. And if everything is okay, then what am I going to choose to create with this consciousness? If I don't have to fix, if I don't have to show up for everybody else to make sure that it's safe, to make sure they're taken care of, to make sure I'm taken care of, if I don't have to keep depleting my energy and go backwards, what am I going to create? It's amazing. It's amazing. Keep breathing in and out. Keep breathing in and out. And again, the beautiful part about what you're choosing to create and that everything is okay is also that you don't have to get into the details, the minutiae of what that creation looks like exactly. What's more powerful, and what I want to invite you into, is that we're going to get into the feelings of that future moment in the now. And your body doesn't know if the stimulus is coming from a past memory, a present experience, or a future projection. Your body feels the emotion of the past memory in the now moment. And so why wouldn't it be able to feel the future moment in the now as well? And actually it can, and we're about to get into that. So for a second, or for a few seconds, or actually for the rest of this meditation, think of something of a wish, a desire that you've been having, that you've been carrying. Maybe a desire to find love, a desire to live in a dream house, to have your career really take off, or to finding that project go in a direction that you couldn't imagine. Going on the dream vacation, connecting with community, connecting with friends. That feels so deep and so heart-centered. It's like, oh, if that came in, it's just, I would feel so held, so loved, so nurtured, so empowered. So at peace. Think of a thing that you're looking to, that you desire. It's like if that came in, it's like your whole world would seem to change if only that would show up. And as you're being in relationship with that dream right now, with that wish, breathe it in and out and allow yourself to receive it in your heart. Take it from that beautiful critical thinking mind, align it with your center, and bring it into your heart and allow it to have its way with you, that wish. Surrender to it. Say yes to that wish. Be with it here in the now. How does that dream, that wish, make you feel? What emotions are you aware of? And whatever emotions you're feeling and how your body is responding to those emotions, notice that they're happening in the now. Breathe them in, breathe in those emotions. Be in relationship with the gift of their awareness right now. these emotions also have wisdom for you. Take a few more breaths and acclimate to this energy. Receive this energy. It's another layer of energy that's having a relationship with you. It is dancing with you. And bring conscious awareness again to the fact that you can just as easily access the feeling of gratitude from just a minute. From just being in this for a minute. As easily as we can access the gratitude of an event that happened years, even decades ago. Beautiful. And breathe this in and out. And we know that as human beings, our empathic capacities are evolving dramatically and for a good reason. As we become more aware of our emotional and somatic response to information, the stimulus that you're feeling now, we become even more empowered creators. So whatever's going on in our life right now, current events, current circumstances, what's playing out in the world, are calling all of us to become more present and to attune to our individual experiences and to pay attention. Pay attention and center in it. And when we do that, we're going to grow in ways exponentially that we haven't before. A power that comes through us when we make those sovereign choices, when we know the calibration is more aligned than it ever has been. And we're evolving by embodying these higher states of consciousness, led by the connection of our mind with our body, with our heart's authentic, vulnerable, and powerful desire, and expanding our connection to spirit. And even though the relationship between your body and your emotions don't seem to have a concept of time, what we do know is that we can bring everything into the current moment, and we know what we've experienced recently. What has been triggered in us? What has been prompted in us over the last 6 months, over the last year? How you reacted to different situations in your life recently, to social media, to television, to our family and friends, the different situations that are coming up for us. How are you being with your emotions and your subsequent actions of these experiences right now? Just be aware, because it's wisdom in all of it. Again, many of us are clearing out the cobwebs in the corner of the room because we're getting ready for that new creation. As we've been doing that for many of us and for many people around the world even, it's been a time where we've been forced to slow down. It's been a time where we've gone even further within ourselves and reflected on our past and how we're consciously creating our future and our capacity to, or seeming incapacity to. It's been a time where we have felt things that perhaps we've never felt before or haven't felt in a long time. It's been a time to be more present. And it's perhaps a time where you're noticing if there's something out of alignment in your life or the way that you were creating and you're adjusting. And that can be a little anxious or nervous making sometimes. It can also be really exciting. But any skepticism, fear, or disdain about the future and the uncertainties of how things are unfolding are all because we've gotten away from the center. And we're calibrating to a new experience of the power to create that we have. But we've been doubting ourselves. We've been judging ourselves. Hold on to that one for a second. You've been judging yourself. Breathe that in. Just send in a lot of love. And you've been doubting your knowing. So what if it's time to anchor in our knowing now? What if you can anchor into what you do know? And what if you can anchor into the gratitude that you brought up earlier, that was so alive in you? The memories of the past, of those emotions that you want to bring forward, of that flow that you want to bring forward in your new experiences. Again, finding something in your current moment that you're grateful for and taking that wave of energy and imagining an outcome that a lot of us will barely even tap into because it's so big that we can be received that much, that we can be the beneficiaries of that much love, that much success, that much connection. Tap into that. Dare to feel into that. Surrender to the yes, to that tidal wave of that yes. Of so much love waiting for you to say yes to it. It's ready to meet you where you are right now. And that's where the spiritual and emotional revolution that the whole world is experiencing is provoking us into. We're being provoked into creating in a different way. And it is a conspiracy. The universe is conspiring for us to evolve. It's conspiring for us to receive love in greater capacity than we ever have before. And it's conspiring to make us leaders of that love, beacons of light for others to be aware of what's possible. So we're being invited into the deep work, into that inner work for the deep personal transformation that's occurring in mass numbers for people all around the world and become more conscious of our thoughts and actions. You're learning and experiencing an intimacy with self that you've been excavating for a long time. And your commitment to evolving your consciousness is conspiring to take you into an extraordinary realm of awareness and a powerful capacity that you have to create a world of your choosing. It's a recipe for levels of success that many would never have imagined. Yet here we are. Here we are. So let's get deep into the process now. Just go ahead and go deep. We've just been warming up. So if the future is only a blink away, and the success, that peace, the feelings of love being received, that fulfillment that awaits you is being birthed right here. In the second, with your intention, as we go deeper into it, you're creating it right now. And be in your breathing, allow it in, that deep breathing relaxed. And feel if your heart feels perhaps a little more open, receptive. If not, just bring your breath into it. Give it that love, give it that light. Is your mind perhaps a little less distracted? Is your body at ease? And if it's not, breathe up into it and just, hey, I get it. Come with me and bring it back into your center. So again, I'm going to take you into the first practice, and this is the breathing practice. It's going to bring you back into that place of receptivity, being more open, creative in that peaceful flow. And we'll just do it for a few minutes to open up. And when you come back and listen to the recording, you can pause it and stay in the breathing longer if you want to. So again, come back to the awareness of your breath and take a moment and notice. Notice if your body is relaxing even more deeply. Your shoulders are more loose, your jaws hanging a little more relaxed. Your brows aren't as cringed as they were before. Keep that smile on your face. And as you're having intimacy with your physical body, bring your attention now to the intention of clearing your mental and energetic space. Again, your auric etheric field. You're engaging with your capacity now to hold an energetic and emotional space of authority and peace steadily for yourself without the influence of anything coming in to distract you, to take you away from your center. This is your field, your sacred space, and you're creating a special room, an altar, if you will, that honors and reveres you and your free will, your sovereignty. So breathe in, notice your breath. And as you deepen into relationship with every breath you take, slowly inhaling and slowly exhaling. Imagine taking a paper thin string of golden thread and witness or feel as it stretches up and down vertically from the very center of your spine up to the top of your head, to your crown chakra, and down your center column, down your lower back, past your tailbone, and anchor that golden thread into the ground right between your legs. And breathe that in, just breathe, witnessing that. And as you keep your relaxed pace of breathing, imagine seeing yourself breathing life into the golden thread. It may look like a stream of light that is starting to emanate. It could feel like a buzzing that's happening in your body, and you might even be able to hear it. And as you take your next gentle, slow breath in, when you get to that top of that breath, I want you to hold it. And I'm going to count back from five. Five, four, three, two, one. Now gently exhale, slowly, gently, just so peacefully in that rhythm, out all the way down. And as you're breathing out, see that golden thread light up even more. And as you exhale, breathing all the way down, all the way towards anchored in, hold that breath. We're gonna hold it for five, four, three, two, one. Beautiful, inhale backs up and get into this rhythm of breathing. Breathing up deeply and holding for 5 seconds. Exhaling all the way out, empty your lungs out all the way and holding for 5 seconds again. And continue that circular movement. And with each inhale that you take, I want you to see the golden thread expanding horizontally. This is the core of your energy that you're being with right now. This is the source of your etheric field within your center. This is the nexus of your auric field. And as you breathe in and expand your field, with every exhale, you're also removing any interference that may be trying to influence you. So as your field grows horizontally, any distortion, anything that wasn't yours is being pushed out. That golden thread is creating the sacred space that you are. So the distractions, the clutter, other people's energy, any stimulus that's not of your direct influence, you're pushing it out with such great ease. It's barely any effort at all other than your breathing, just being in your space. You're expanding your field as the light from the golden thread grows, and you're establishing your sovereign perimeter. And this is your gateway for new creation. And with each inhale, subsequent exhale, your gateway, this energetic field, grows into a circular sphere that surrounds all your body. Feel that being created as you continue with your breath. Beautiful. Now feel or see your energy field continue to expand, circling around you and growing as large as it wants to. Now imagine as you're breathing in and out that are on the perimeter of this circular energy, that there's mirrors that are facing out. On the edge of the circular auric field, those mirrors are there, and these mirrors are going to act as reflectors for any distortions or distractions that may try to interfere with your sovereign space. So you can see past the mirrors, it's clear to you, it's like a one-way window, but anything that comes in can only see a reflection of itself. So any energy or psychic thought that is not in your highest good, that tries to come in and gets to only see itself in the mirror and have relationship only with itself. you're actually inviting them into their sovereign state. But what will more likely happens, they will not engage with you and try to find somewhere else to feed off of, to have relationship with, to get something outside of itself. They'll look for another place to find their source and their supply. But you're aware that you are your own source and your own supply. So you only allow in that which is in your highest calling. Now, every breath you breathe in, again, your field grows wider, larger. And as you breathe out completely, empty your lungs and consciously hold that field steady by holding your breath for those 5 seconds. And just, you can hold and expand, feeling your auric field amplifying, picking up energy, picking up strength. And as you're taking your breath, notice how your body's feeling also. Is it buzzing with energy? Are you having any sensations running through your body that you weren't aware of before? And perhaps you're feeling a little more peaceful, more relaxed, maybe even more powerful. Deepen into the feelings that are coming up. Witness it and allow your senses to enliven. Relax and be with them and be them. Again, this is your sacred space. It's your energy field. This is you having relationship with you, with an innocent curiosity of who you're becoming. So be in wonderment of how expansive you are beyond physical form. You're creating this field and it's amazing. Witness the expansion of your golden energy field that started only as a thin cord. And look where it is now. Feel where it is now. Witness that energy that's running through, connecting with your physical form. And give yourself permission as you breathe in and out to allow this field to go as big as it wants to. It can be 3 feet outside of your auric field, outside your physical body. It can be 5 feet, 6 feet around your perimeter. It can be as big as the room that you're in, or as big as the house, or as big as the city that you live in. It's your field. And you're in a place of knowing and trusting that you can be this big. And that those mirrors are keeping everything that is not in your highest good, those distractions, the noise, the energy from the outside world, outside of you. It cannot penetrate without your permission. This is your time. It's your space, and nothing can penetrate without your authority. Without your authority. And feel the peace running through your body. Feel a sense of bliss coming over you. These are the currents of your own energy being with you. Feeling yourself with such pure and beautiful intentions. You're causing these sensations running through you now. You're creating this in this pure state of consciousness that you're in. Now take one final deep breath and hold this one. As you breathe in, we're going to hold this one for 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and slowly exhale peacefully, calmly. Empty your lungs all the way down. When you get to the bottom, we're going to hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. All right, so we're going to go deeper now. So again, notice your body relaxing, your shoulders relaxing. Maybe move around a little bit and bring yourself to back to a little bit of presence. And just notice what your body's doing right now. Be present with your body. Awaken your sensual capacities even more. Feeling, smelling, hearing. And notice how quickly you're able to create this space. So expand your presence energetically and influence your mind, body, and connection to everything that surrounds you. This is a state of nourishing yourself with your own energy. So any feelings you may have had before allowing this intimate self, before allowing, excuse me, this intimacy with self, any feelings that you had about what you had to do, what the things you didn't do on your to-do list, any rambling of the mind, any place where you may have been hungry or super thirsty, and even the limiting beliefs, feelings of not belonging, not being good enough, whatever limiting beliefs those are, those that drain our energy, notice that in that space, that none of this was probably present. And so remember this, because you can come back and visit this oasis at any moment and come back to this peace, to this openness, and replenish yourself. This is home, y'all. This is home. This is your center. Now we're going to get into the second phase. And so we're going to open up again. And we're creating now from this place of sovereignty, from this new foundation, this place of home that we just created, that you've tapped into, that is right there, always with you. We only remember. So as we go deeper, we're going to go into creation. And so from this point, from this foundation of creation, feel the golden sphere, feel that bubble of energy gyrating around you. Feel it circling, spinning in all directions with a beautiful hum. It's like a symphony that's running through. It's nourishing you. It's plugging you into regeneration. It's plugging you into new creation. And it's all instilled with the love of the universe. It's circling around you. It's spinning. And this is you. And those mirrors are up. So any forces that try to come in, unless they're benevolent and they're facilitating an up-leveling and co-creation with you, not for you. Only those are allowed in if you choose to let them in. And perhaps there's guides or angels or benevolent spirits around you. And as you presence them, see them smiling at you, stepping back, witnessing you, giving you the space to author your own creation. Everything that you've needed is here with you right now. And they know that, and they're in wonderment of what you're going to create. So you have the support of the universe and all of its love. And this gets to be your creation. You're the master builder and the architect. And so what are you going to create if you can create anything you desire? Open your mind and open your heart to this tremendous power that you have right now, that you've earned to create. So for right now, take a deep breath and slowly and calmly close your eyes and come back to the familiarity of the calmness that we created earlier, that you created earlier. Feel the energy, it's rising up through your body, and the calm, that peaceful, flowy, watery state that begins perhaps to evoke a sensation of bliss. Now I'm going to count backwards from five. And as I do, project out into a time that's not in the present moment, but it's a destination on a timeline. And we're going to choose one destination on that timeline. And let's say it's 3 years from now. And in this space, from this place, from this future moment, this is a place that you imagine yourself feeling really secure, where you're feeling really met, understood, where you're feeling received, where there's so much abundance that's surrounding you, success, just a joy for living. Feel into 3 years from now how wonderful that joy for living is. Allow it to nurture you. Allow it to bring that aliveness in. In this space, there's so much play and passion. There's so much presence in the moment because you don't want to leave the present moment because it's so good. And you're creating with each present moment. And it's lighting you up. There's so much excitement for being. You can create anything you want. So take a deep breath in. And we're going to go there now. 5, 4, as you hold that breath. 3, 2, 1. You're in that space 3 years in the future now. What are you seeing? If anything can be yours, you can create anything that you want. What is it that's meeting you in that time? Where are you? Breathe in the richness of where you just landed. Breathe in the luxury of it. Breathe in the essence of the support and the bliss. Breathe in and out slowly. Notice your breath and go deep. Feel your breath energizing you. And feel a welling of gratitude begin to emerge from the overwhelming feelings of being so loved and so nurtured in this space that you've landed in 3 years from now. Everything that you've done that led you to that, you've arrived. And feel your heart welling up almost as it might explode. Knowing that you're getting used to a new way of receiving, that there's even more beauty, even more love, even more calmness. What? Even more possibilities, even more excitement, sensuality and play, abundance. It's so beautiful. So much is available for you now. Breathe it in. Breathe in that you've created this space. That in the present moment, you're in that timeline now. In this space, feel all your worries have melted away. That you finally feel safe. That you belong. Feel that after everything that you've been through, that you can finally let go and relax. That the war is over. What are you creating? What are you creating with this awareness? Do you feel fulfillment of success coming through? Like you're just following ease and grace. What's exciting you right now? Is this your business is taking off or your career is taking off? Are you surrounded with a community of people that just light you up? You just know you're home with them. And the money that's coming in, it supports you so beautifully. And the more you give out, the more that comes in. It's this beautiful exchange that's happening. And support's going to come in because you're in such a balanced place. As you give generously again, the miracles come and they show up and you just trust it. There's not even a thought about it. So what you give out comes back to you 5, 10, 100, 1,000 times over because it's your love that you're sharing. And it's so beautiful, so powerful. Breathe that in. Receive that. Allow the emotions of that coming into your life be real for you right now. Receive it in your heart with your next breath. Inhale it into your heart. And as you exhale, feel your heart lighting up and surrendering to this energy, making love to it. And your next deep breath in, receive it and see it illuminate your golden cord even brighter. The one you created 3 years earlier. See and feel the warmth of its luminosity. How powerful it is. It's extraordinary. And hear yourself in your mind or out loud say, yes, I choose to feel the abundance in my physical body. Yes, I choose to feel the sensuality that is awakening in every cell of my being, in my golden light. Yes, breathe in your yes. Breathe in the yes. And as you exhale, surrender to even more. Yes, yes, yes. And as you take your next inhale in and breathing in your yes, I want you to receive that energy from the crown chakra, the top of your golden thread, that divine light, that source energy that inspires you right now into even more creativity. Feel that energy light up, going down your central column into even more play, lighting up even more of your physical presence, because you're becoming a beacon, a light for this world. As you allow this in, as you receive this, you realize that your success, that your joy is also everybody else's success and joy. Feel your energy expanding, feel that bubble getting bigger. You can even see it shifting colors if you want. Allow it to dance and play with you. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Breathe in the calmness and feel your authority to create at a capacity that you haven't been able to before. And surrender to receive. As you choose to create, we receive. As you choose to create, you receive. As you choose to give your love, it comes back to you. Receive that love back. And as you're receiving, what else is exciting you in this timeline? Let's get into some places that may really touch your heart. Let's make them alive right here, right now. Perhaps you're seeing and feeling your divine partner sitting next to you or in front of you. Breathe in their presence. Feel them. Feel their energy. Oh my God, feel them beaming love at you. Feel the adoration that this partner has for you. The beaming of love that streams from their adoring eyes, radiantly smiling at you. You just know without a shadow of a doubt that you're so received. You're so loved. So cherished. Allow that to well up your heart. Yes, you're here finally. Let it take you over. Let it overwhelm you. And it's so overwhelming that all you can really do is be in gratitude. Like the gratitude is just flowing so strongly through you for their presence. How can someone love me this much when I'm not doing anything? I'm just being myself. How is this possible? But here it is, and it is. And so allow yourself to breathe it in and be with it and know that your heart is cracking wide open in ways that you couldn't have imagined before. Maybe it's a little scary, but you're saying yes to it. And consciously right now, choose to be with this new feeling. Choose to be so received. Be so open. Receive your beloved. It may be different than anything you've ever experienced before, but it's time. You're adored, loved, honored because of who you are. The essence of who you be. Just your organic way that you dance with the world. It's dancing back with you. Your partner is dancing in reverence to you now. And you inspire them. You laugh together. Their presence is calming to your heart. Feels like home. Feel that in your entire being. And just say yes to receiving it. Yes, yes, yes. See that love beaming back and forth one another. So beautiful. How easy it is for them to say yes to. Bring in that energy, that golden sphere. Expand it. Allow it to bring in all these emotions and have it run through your field as your point of creation. And now we're going to switch scenes. And we're going to anchor the power of this creation into the house, the home that you've created in this timeline. Take a deep breath and imagine what that home feels like. Imagine what it looks like. Allow yourself to think big. Think big. These are your dreams coming to reality. We're anchoring it in. See it. Feel it. Be with it as you open even more. And as you're seeing it in your mind's eyes, as you're being with this space, this is your home. It's perfect for you. The landscape, the weather is perfect for you, the elements that surround you. It feels like the universe created this just for you. It's custom created for you to let you know how much you are loved and received and honored, and to thank you for the love that you've so generously given. See yourself standing at the front door, looking inside the house, and allow your emotions to take you into every room with such gratitude and acknowledgement. Hear yourself saying in awe, I always knew that this was where I was supposed to be, but I didn't know how I was going to get here. Surrender into that, breathe into that. And you wouldn't change a thing, anything from your past experience, because if anything would take you away from where you are right now, you would say no to that. So everything that you fought against, everything that we perhaps were ignorant to, everything that you decided to grow into was perfect. And because of that, this home feels so alive. And so alive because it's alive in your heart right now. It's alive in the relationships that you bring to it, in the community that you've grown, your friendships. It's alive in your success. It's alive with the financial ease, this environment that you've created. Breathe in and allow gratitude to take you over. You've done this. You have created this. Feel the abundance. Feel the love. The receiving, you allow it. Feel it deeply. And what you're creating, it's alive in your heart. Feel the love, feel the abundance. And as you're in this house, perhaps you have a special room. It's all for yourself. It's your altar, where you just get to soak in the richness, the abundance, the love that surrounds you. It's your special sanctuary, where you can take this gift of so much gratitude and multiply it for yourself and others. And all that's arising, the emotions of this reality through your physical body, through your sensations, through the energy that you're running in this amazing golden bubble that you've created, it generates even more abundance. And that generates even more energy. And it's self-sustaining and expansive all at the same time. This is your light, bringing light to the world. This is you amplifying your light with God to yourself, to your home, all at the same time. In this, you're aware you are a healer. Your love heals. Your expansion heals. Your success heals. Your claiming this space heals. And claim this energy now. Claim it as yours and say, I choose you now. I choose this experience now, and breathe that in and let that energy run through you, around you, in your consciousness, in your heart, all through your chakras, up and down that central column, up and down that golden thread, expanding as far as you've expanded. This energy, this is your song to the world. It's how others will sing along with you. This is your unique energetic signature. And it's beautiful. And the world's been waiting for it. We benefit from this beautiful rhythm that you create for all of us. We're almost there, guys. Take a few more easy breaths. And switch scenes. And really be present with us. I'm taking you into a long guided journey on purpose. Because I'm asking you to be present with all of this. I'm pushing your limits of attention. And you're investing in yourself. And we're anchoring all of this in now. So as you come back and listen to it, be aware, the more you do this, the more presence you bring in, the more you amplify it. So take a few more deep breaths in and out. We're going to switch scenes again. Deep inhale in. Beautiful exhale out. I want you to see in your mind's eye, see and feel people, your loved ones surrounding you, celebrating you, letting you know, smiling at you, feel them and hear them in your mind saying to you, thank you. You're a gift. Thank you. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for your love. I'm here for you. I'm celebrating you. Thank you for whatever journey you went on to get to this space. You've been so brave. And I know sometimes you felt alone, and I know it wasn't easy, but know that you inspire me. I feel your love. Thank you. And surrender. Surrender into the energy of gratitude of receiving their acknowledgement, their love. Allow it to fill every cell of your body, celebrating that it's happening right now in your honor. Celebrating who you are in this moment and every choice you made to get here, to get home. Feel the celebration as you're being acknowledged and honored, witnessing what you have chosen, acknowledging the courage it took to get here, and you knowing that it was worth every single experience that you've been through. Breathe in the gratitude for everything that came before this. Thank you. I can see with different eyes now. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I love you. And envelop yourself in that love. You're the greatest gift to yourself. Surround yourself, shroud yourself in that love. Beautiful. We're almost done, guys. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware of your emotions. And open to feeling even more. And we're gonna claim now, claim. It's time to claim. Yes, I claim this energy for me. I claim this life. I claim my divine inheritance. I claim my authority to be the creator of this life. I'm devoted to my love. I'm devoted to the truth. I'm devoted to what's emanating from my heart in this experience. I let go of control. And I claim I know what is for me will come. All I have to do is radiate it out with the courage that I have right now. And it will come to me. I am becoming it. So thank you. Thank you to my little one for coming on this journey with me, for everything we've been through. Thank you to my higher self for never leaving my side. Thank you to my guides, my angels. Thank you, beloved, who I feel so powerfully in my field right now. Oh, you feel so beautiful. Thank you, my family, my friends. Thank you, God. Thank you to everything that's happened in the world to bring me to this point in time. I am open to receive. I say yes, I choose this path. Thank you, thank you, thank you. With that final thank you, take a relaxed breath in and out and get into your own pace of breathing. Stay with the feelings. Be aware of them, have intimacy with them. Allow them to awaken you. And come back into your body. Come back into the present moment. And feel as you're coming back. Notice your body. What are you feeling now? And allow that to be part of the guideposts for the experiences that you're choosing to create from. Beautiful, y'all. That was a long one. And again, a long one on purpose. You have the capacity to hold this much presence. There's a lot of presence required in those emotions. And you're holding it in the field so beautifully. So thank you. So beautiful. So go into this process or a version of this process, or even break it down into two or three processes. And three processes may not be so bad. But again, it's getting you back to your center. It's getting you back to your space of sovereignty and creation and aligning with the future. If you can feel the emotions of the future now, guess what? You've already created it. It's here. We get caught up in the outcomes and who it's supposed to look like and where it's supposed to be and all those other things. And that distracts us from being in the feeling that we already know it's here. Why do we do that to ourselves? So that presence is just this radiation. And in that radiation, you can't help but to have a confidence that is unshakable because you know what you're aligned with. And nothing else can come in and try to take you away from that truth. Nothing. You might want to play a little bit here and there and kind of see what it feels like, but you know what you're aligning to, and anything that's off of that won't hold in the field. So you may have an experience that's an adjustment in the calibration, but you know where you're heading. You know what that feeling is. And anything that is off of that just won't align with you. And so it becomes easier. Becomes easier. It also becomes a little bit harder because we're letting things die that are ready to die, where before we held on to those things and try to resuscitate them over and over again. But we're not doing that circular thing with our energy anymore, where we're caught in that karmic loop, if you will, that kept repeating the same stories again. So in this awareness, in this power that's coming in, you're aware when you're circulating again in the karmic loop. And you consciously choose, no, I'm ready for something different, because you know what it feels like. It's undeniable. And that's what you're creating right now. Get into this practice, and those timelines, they're just going to light up in a way where I'll tell you, it'll probably be like 3 or 4 timelines instead of 20 in different potentials. And they're all acting as a calibration for the experiences of the joy, the abundance, the being received, the surrendering, the receiving that we've all been waiting for all this time. That world that we knew was possible, and we were so freaking confused that it wasn't here already. It didn't make sense. You're bringing it home. And as you bring it home for you, you bring it home for us. So I want to thank you just for what you're doing. Because as you choose to love yourself, you're teaching me how to love myself even more. And thank you for that. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna well up. Are there any questions? Anybody have their hand raised, or are we good for today? The process was long. The process is really long. All right, I think we're great for today then, y'all. Thank you so much. Heather, it's so good seeing you here. Did you have a question come up for you or something? I want to take advantage of you being here.
I don't know, John. I was already feeling into this breath work you did last week, and then the call with Stuart. And I heard you say about, because I've had a website created like 4 years ago, nothing happened. And I've been like, where is this going? And then you said something about, you know, what you're doing and kind of translating something. And I thought, I get a feeling that 2021 is actually something that I created 5 years ago is like gonna launch. I was feeling into that today when I was out walking, and it feels really kind of, my God. Yeah. So it's like, maybe being ahead of time, but the timelines, yeah. Something is getting clearer for me, and I've had a couple of opportunities just pop in, just like you said, from nowhere. Like, okay.
I love
otherwise, that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that you're bringing this up, because a lot of y'all, I'm the same way. It's like I felt things being created. It's like, hold on a second. We're supposed to be doing this, and we tried to anchor them in, excuse me, and they weren't landing. And we feel like, what's wrong with me? It's not a success. I'm not being received. It gets confusing because it felt so strong. And we're in the hurry up and wait game. But in it, we're seeing other people succeed in different ways. Or they're doing this and they're doing that. It's like, what's wrong with me? But you're anchoring something that was bringing in a higher vibration that just wasn't quite ready to have a relationship with other people in that way. It's like we were in different spaces energetically, if you will, and there's a refinement that you were bringing in that some people just couldn't hear yet, or they were in a different place. But again, the confusion is like, what's going on? What's wrong with me? And feelings of scarcity during that time period, or what do I do? Or even feelings of anguish. What am I supposed to be doing with my life if I'm not doing this, if this isn't what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
But thank goodness we're breathing into it. And it's like, ooh, hold on a second. It's making sense now. It's ready to be received.
And how? Yeah, and I'm in a different place as well. Yeah. So even though I created something that was good and has value, it's like I'm in a different place to be able to talk about it or something. You know, I can.
Well, you're being it.
Yeah.
You're being it.
I'm being it.
Like it is. You're like the walking embodiment of that creation now. So your authority is so just present. And in that authority, other people are seeing that and going, oh, hold on a second. Heather's got something there. I need to pay attention, or I choose to pay attention. Mm. And it's wonderful. So it was confusing and perhaps hard at times. But I just want to invite that. Perhaps it's your time. Your time has come.
That would be great. And also just a quick thing around creating stuff, because I think it's very interesting, because I was talking about goal setting with a friend this morning. It's like, I can't goal set, I can set intentions. So I love this breathing in work, because from that state you can create.
Yes.
And there's no, because I think there's a new language. There's language for coaching going out the window, which I've never really got comfortable with, like goal setting. And like, it didn't feel true to me, it never landed in me, and maybe intention. But now I think, oh yeah, there's a whole new language coming through.
Yeah, goal setting never resonated for me either. It was hard for me, and I could anchor in and do something, but there was something else I wanted to lead in. Again, going into our emotional capacity and letting it arise from there, and then the creation flowing, then we can anchor it in. And again, that's where our critical thinking, which I mentioned earlier, starts coming into place more than it ever did before. So now we're with the potential threads and opportunities. We do have to choose and anchor in eventually, but you'll know when it's time, and the flow will present itself where it just becomes easy and graceful. But when we feel ourselves really trying to force something, it's like, okay, step back a second. And what information or what's showing up that's trying to guide me into a place of more integrity within myself, so I can generate this in a place that feels sustainable for my heart, for my energy.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. Heather, thank you so much. It's wonderful to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Tara, hello. Tara, I need you to unmute yourself.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. So I know she was saying that she feels she's in that place. And I've had the experience lately that, okay, I felt I was in that place. And then my energy changed. And feel like my guidance is telling me I'm creating something right now. But it's not like anything like in my work that I, like clients I have, all of a sudden I work with them and then they're gone. Hmm. So it's like, I'm going, you know, I have all this flow and then it just stops. Hmm. And I was wondering what might be happening.
How long has this been going on?
Like the past month and a half.
Okay.
I'm probably in some kind of energy transition.
You are. I know a little bit more about you because we've worked right. Privately. I think you're being asked to really be in alignment with your authenticity and why you're being in certain ways with certain people, and it's calling you into an integrity with that. So if you're placating, if you're being nice to be nice and save the peace, if you're not speaking your truth, then there's a wobble in your field and other people could perhaps feel that, and it can't land because you're wobbling. And okay. So if there's any place that you know that you're not in integrity, where you know you haven't had the hard conversation, where you know that there's something true that's burning inside of you, but you're putting it off because of fear, know that if there's any masks that are appearing in front of others, they're not going to play with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it affects all areas then.
Everything. Because you're asking for this heart expansion and this opening and this feeling of being so received. And so the source is showing, okay, we're going to give it to you. Of course, you've asked for it. We're going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you what's available, and we're going to show you also where you're not in alignment with what you're asking for.
Okay.
So journal about it. Ask yourself questions. Be in integrity with yourself and dare to have that difficult conversation, but show up in that conversation with so much love and compassion and innocence. And I promise you that's going to make it so easy. Okay. I promise it'll be a hard conversation, but it'll be so easy at the same time, because when you're streaming from that place of compassion and love, it's like you just melt inside of yourself. You just know that it's just finally time to let that out of its prison. And so it's time.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
Thank you. Love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, y'all, we've gone long today. And so I am going to end. I'm going to, y'all, so much love, so many blessings. I am feeling so much love for y'all. Seriously, if y'all are afraid, if something's confusing, if anything, or you're loving, love me back. But I'm just tap into this community, tap into me if you want to. And just, I love you all so much. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful seeing y'all. Have a good week.